Hello, Polytopians. Thanks for tuning into the Polytopian Times. I'm your host, Sam, and, today is going to be a relatively short episode. We don't have a whole bunch to cover. Before we jump into things, I just want to make an announcement about the format of the show moving forward. So, over the course of the last year, we've covered quite a bit of content, put out quite a bit of episodes. We're nearing the 52nd episode mark now on the weekly releases. And, eSpark and I have been discussing, and it's been a tough decision, but we feel it'd be better for the life cycle of the podcast overall if we shift to a bi-weekly release approach as opposed to the weekly release that we have had up till now. So, Polytopians, we aren't going anywhere, but at least until Diplomacy releases, we are going to shift to a bi-weekly structure. You know, we can reevaluate when Diplomacy's out, see how things look then. Well, enough talk about the format of the podcast itself. We're going to be talking today about something that I saw recently asked for in the Discord, and that's just a discussion about, you know, when it's best to go for, say, a workshop or an early tech or a level up versus going for that early second warrior. So without any further ado, let's jump into it. Starting out here, let's take a look at, well, the situations you're going to find yourself in where that, you know, kind of crops up. So, to start with, you know, you're going to run into, generally a situation with a turn zero tribe where it's always going to be better to just level up the capital. That's why you have that going on. So, they're not really going to be a super pertinent place where that happens. But with the expansionist tribes and some of the more generic tribes, you often find yourself set with a series of choices to make. Say with the expansionist tribes like Umaji or Chinchi, oftentimes it almost always makes more sense to just make these second warrior so you can get out and explore a little better. You can recoup the two stars the next turn and buy your first economic tech, you know. It doesn't really put you back too far again. So generally, I would recommend going for the second warrior versus, say, tech buy on your very first turn with those tribes. I think, honestly, the only tribe that's going to be much question about with that's probably Luxador, interestingly enough. So they have the ability to just rush out all the warriors you could want ever. But, even with Luxador, actually, you're just going to want to generally go with that second warrior on your first turn. You can even go with a warrior the turn after that. Because you already technically have a leveled up capital. It's just not as good as literally any other tribe's leveled up capital for their first level up. So, still though, generally the second warrior is going to be your best bet. The only few times you're not going to want to actually say Imo. If you want to rush out Philosophy very early on, you can get out that second warrior and then get it the turn after that, but in some situations, it can actually make sense to just get the Philosophy rushed out a little sooner. The extra warrior wouldn't make as much sense in those. That's on larger map sizes, which I think is one of the big factors here, you know, when you want to think about what you're up to. It's player density and map size, I think, more than anything else. When it comes to vastly larger maps, sometimes it actually does make more sense to get the tech early so you can start leveling up and keep your tech purchases going smoothly along with your empire expansion, especially because you're not going to be in contact with an opponent early on. If you're on a crowded map, though, however, especially a crowded small map, you know, maybe that second warrior is going to be crucial, give you the extra turn you need to secure a village and maybe outproduce an opponent, get more military forces in a certain area necessary to combat them before they can start to give you problems. So definitely think there's some factors to consider into whether or not you do that, as well as which tribe you're using. Again, some tribes are always, like the Turn Zero tribes, going to lean towards just going with your upgrade off the bat. There's no point in going for a second warrior. Some tribes, it's going to make perfect sense to make your second warrior. Say with Chinchi or Umaji or some of these other tribes where you just want to get out exploring really fast, hitting the ground and eating up terrain as much as you can, so you can grab as many cities or pose as much of a military threat as possible early on. That's not going to be the case across the board, but I think that's kind of the key factor here. So, you know, nothing too crazy, but I hope that helps clarify some things for the folks on the Discord who were just thinking about this on their end. So, not too much this week, Polytopians. Again, a lot of our content that's planned for later in the year is kind of in limbo for now, as we wait for Diplomacy to inevitably release. And, well, as always, thanks for tuning in, and, well, until next time, see ya.